Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has slammed the international tribunal investigating the death of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Nasrallah says the investigators have crossed the red line by requesting for patients' files from a gynecology clinic in southern Beirut.
The investigations which are going on are just an attempt to take advantage of this cover to get the to get as much information as possible, which will not have any effect on the investigation. But when they ask medical files for women, then allow me to say, this is enough, enough is enough. I call on all the officials in Lebanon and all citizens in Lebanon to boycott the investigators. And I call on them not to cooperate with the investigators.
Well, in a televised address, Hezbollah's leader said the movement has remained silent until now to avoid being accused of hampering the investigation. He added that the investigators have requested for university students' files, DNA samples, fingerprints, geographical data, and telephone and SMS messages from 2003. Nasrallah said these sorts of intelligence are more than what is needed for the probe. Nasrallah also accused the investigators of passing the information they've gathered to the Western and Israeli intelligence services. Well, to discuss this further, we're being joined by our correspondent in Beirut, Ali Rizk. Now, Ali, can you elaborate a bit more on why Hezbollah considers the tribunal has overstepped its boundaries and their reaction?
Well, regarding why Hezbollah regards that the tribunal has overstepped its boundaries, first of all, you have to remember the history of this tribunal. You know that the tribunal at the very beginning, when it was just an investigative committee, first of all accused Syria, and four generals were then put in prison. And after that, these four generals were released because of lack of evidence. That was followed by the release of articles in, for example, the Der Spiegel German magazine, in the Le Figaro French newspaper, articles which predicted that the indictment of the special tribunal would target members of Hezbollah. Gabi Ashkenazi, the Israeli Joint Chief of Staff, also said, of course, about months ago, that the indictment, or that there will be a very, very hot summer in Lebanon, a very, very tense month of September, because an indictment would target Hezbollah members. So in general, because of the fact that articles, that leaks have been made, and that Israeli officials like Ashkenazi are predicting an indictment against Hezbollah, because of this, the Hezbollah does not have a lot of regard for the tribunal, nor does it believe that the tribunal is really a judicial independent body. This has led Hezbollah to say that the tribunal is political. Also, of course, we did hear the Secretary General say that the tribunal had requested, as you said, information and data regarding data regarding Lebanese civilians. He spoke about how the investigators had entered into a woman's clinic, and he said, and this is a very important statement, he said what has been requested by the tribunal is larger of scope than just to look at an assassination, that this information is more than what is required to look into an assassination attempt or to look into the assassination of Rafiq Hariri, meaning that they requested more than what they need. And so this was the main message which Hezbollah tried to send. But another message, and I think this is the more important message, was that Hezbollah, as you said, did say, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah did say, that all the information, all the data in the hands of the tribunal is transferred to Western intelligence and to Israel. And after that, he went on to say that all officials and all Lebanese citizens, or he went on to call for Lebanese officials and citizens to boycott the tribunal and not to cooperate with the investigators. Meaning here, what he tried to say is that any official who actually cooperates with the investigators is cooperating against Hezbollah. And I think this message was trying to be sent first and foremost to Saad Hariri, the son of the late Rafiq Hariri and the current prime minister, trying to build pressure on Saad Hariri, because until now, Hariri has not made claims against the tribunal. He has said that we'll cooperate with the tribunal, and he has not said that the tribunal is working for Israeli interests. So here I think the pressure is on Saad Hariri to make some kind of a stance and to confess in one way or another that this tribunal is not aiming to uncover actually who's behind the assassination of his father, but is actually aimed to harm the resistance and is a kind of American or Israeli political tool. I think that's the pressure. Hezbollah wants Saad Hariri to confess to this. So now the ball is in Hariri's court, the stand which he will make. And I think in that perspective, Saudi Arabia, Hariri's main regional ally, has a big role to play. Will Saudi Arabia try and convince Hariri to reach an understanding with Hezbollah? Will Saudi Arabia tell Hariri, no, continue to support the tribunal, because the tribunal is indeed a sincere judicial body?
Right. Now, Ali, just quickly, if you can, we are running out of time. Tell us how the Lebanese people are reacting to what Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has just said.
Well, concerning the Lebanese people, you know, Lebanon is divided. People follow their respective leaders, the party which they support. And so Hezbollah supporters will, of course, support what Sayyid Hassan said. Hariri's supporters, that's not known as of yet, because Hariri himself hasn't made a statement. We have heard a statement from the March 14 Christian figure, Samir Jaja, who said that what Sayyid Hassan said was very dangerous to the state. So Samir Jaja, a March 14 Christian, was against what Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah did say. However, the people's stance is not clear. I think that the people's stance, especially the Sunni street, which is most important of all, because Rafiq Hariri, as you know, was a Sunni person. So the Sunni street, I think, will not make a clear reaction until Saad Hariri himself makes a reaction. And I think that everyone is waiting for that now.
Right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Press TV's correspondent Ali Rizk speaking to us from Beirut. Many thanks for that insight, Chair Ali, on Press TV.